Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. The IELTS Language Lab uses the IELTS assessment criteria to examine recordings of students trying IELTS-style speaking tests. In this episode, we're going to listen to Sarah, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. Here's the task that Sarah tried. Describe a beautiful place you once visited. You should say when you went to this place, where it was, who you went with, and say why you liked it so much. The first time you listen, decide if Sarah answers all parts of the question.
A place I recently visited was Budapest. I went there last year with a friend of mine, and we decided to go because we have a friend living there. And so we take the opportunity to see him, but also to visit the city. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. And what I like most from the city is the fact that it's separated between the rivers. So you have Buda in one side and Pest in the other one. And one of the days we went to Buda, to the high side of the city. So we have amazing views overlooking Pest. What I like more from Budapest, I would say, was the architecture. Reminds me an old time, because you can see that one time, a long time ago, it used to be a big city with exceptional and amazing buildings. And these buildings are still there, but they look old now. Some conservation is needed. But also it was interesting to see the underground. We were told that the underground in Budapest was built at the same time the underground in London. However, it doesn't look like the tube in London at all. I really have a good time. And also the fact that our friend was living there also helps, because he introduced us to his friends and he bring us to some typical restaurant. So it was a very enriching experience altogether.
I'm sure you'll agree that Sarah responded to the task fully and gave an interesting outline of her trip. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Sarah did using the IELTS assessment criteria? Focus on one of the following criteria as you listen. Grammatical range and accuracy. Lexical resource, that basically means breadth of vocabulary. Fluency and coherence. And pronunciation.
A place I recently visited was Budapest. I went there last year with a friend of mine, and we decided to go because we have a friend living there. And so we take the opportunity to see him, but also to visit the city. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. And what I like most from the city is the fact that is separated between the rivers. So you have Buda in one side and Pest in the other one. And one of the days we went to Buda, to the high side of the city. So we have amazing views overlooking Pest. What I like more from Budapest, I would say, was the architecture. Reminds me an old time, because you can see that one time, a long time ago, it used to be a big city with exceptional and amazing buildings. And these buildings are still there, but they look old now. Some conservation is needed. But also it was interesting to see the underground. We were told that the underground in Budapest was built at the same time the underground in London. However, it doesn't look like the tube in London at all. Yeah, I really have a good time, and also the fact that our friend was living there also helps, because he introduced us to his friends and he bring us to some typical restaurants. So it was a very enriching experience altogether.
Grammatical range and accuracy. In general, Sara's use of English was good. Her statements are well formed, such as in the sentence beginning, "What I like most is the fact that." Her use of the passive was also very good, such as in, "Some conservation is needed," and "The underground in Budapest was built." To optimise her chances of getting an advanced grade, Sara does need to pay attention to her use of tenses. On several occasions, she used the present tense when the past was needed. For example, "A place I recently visit" should be "visited." And "so we take the opportunity" should be "took the opportunity." "So we have amazing views" should be "so we had amazing views." And "I really have a good time" should be "I really had a good time." Lexical resource. Sara had enough vocabulary to deal with the task and used some good expressions, such as "take the opportunity" and "an enriching experience altogether." To achieve an advanced grade, she could revise some set expressions, such as "what I like about something," "on the side of a river," "you are reminded of something or somebody," and "at the same time as." Fluency and coherence. Sara spoke very fluently, there were very few pauses, and those that did occur did so between statements and not where she was struggling to think of a word. Pronunciation. Overall, Sara's pronunciation was very clear, and listeners should have little trouble understanding her. She had a slight problem with architecture. That's the end of this lesson. If you enjoy learning advanced level grammar in this way, why not sign up for IELTS Speaking Advanced? You'll listen to advanced level speakers attempting IELTS style practice tests, and you'll look at the kind of errors that tend to occur at this level. We offer grammar lessons for many of these problem areas, plus exercises to help you master them. Find out more about the online course on the IELTS Speaking website. That's www.ieltspeaking.co.uk.